make sure it comes down to that. What are you compromising? Is it yourself or is it your actions? When you can figure out what that is, that's when you'll have a healthier relationship, hopefully together. Or if not, you'll have a happier relationship all by yourself.
In this crazy world that we are living in, sometimes all you need is a shot of sanity. Welcome to the show. I'm Aaron Ataide, and I'll be your bartender for the evening.
Welcome, everybody, to another brand new episode of Shot of Sanity. My name is Aaron Ataide. Joining me once again, the one and only Miss Joy Spring. What's up, Parts? How you been?
I'm good, Parts. I miss you. How are you?
I'm okay. It's been a really good couple days, actually. I finally got back to work, which is really weird. Okay, I'm gonna
tell me about that, because you've been posting a lot of Insta stories, like you have been with friends and colleagues right beside each other, you know, just being protected. You're wearing PPEs. You sent me a selfie of yourself with a PPE on and everything. How is it back to work?
Yeah, so I work sports. So we have the PBA bubble up and running in Clark, but the commentary is out of Mandaluyong. So it's out of the home base of TV5.
And so weird.
So we were like, okay, how are we going to do this? We have to be in the same place, and you know, I have to go inside the building and all that. So they're like, okay, I had to get a COVID test. And then they were like, okay, we have to do inspections of temperature and all that. We're going to give you your PPE. You have to have a face shield, a face mask heading into the building.
Wow.
And it was so weird because I was calling the game in a PPE with a plastic barrier in between me and my partner at the time, which is Charles Chu. And we couldn't like touch each other, or we couldn't give each other a high five or anything like that. It was so weird, but it was so good to be back at work. I don't know if anyone else understands this, but I know you would. But there is a certain level of pagod that you get that gives me so much joy to have. Like when
yes,
you feel like
I
you had like a
saying.
Good, right? When you had that mm-hmm. one run of work and you're just like, oh God, I'm so tired. Oh, that's so good. Parang ganon.
Okay, but I also have to say that has a lot to do with our personalities.
Yes.
Because we aren't necessarily extroverts. So I think, you know, we get exhausted by being around people, but we love the job so much that exhaustion gives us a different kind of high, right?
And you know me, I don't really like being around people, especially nowadays with everything that's going on with COVID. I don't like being in enclosed
places. I felt so special
places.
When you came out and spent time with us.
Right? and I know you're the same way. You're very praning. So I brought my own dinner. I brought my own tumbler. Nobody touched anything that I did. I brought my own earphones. I was like, okay, if I'm going to do it my way. I tried to make sure that I was, you know, alcoholing nonstop. I didn't touch my face the entire time. Right when I got home, I took a long shower to wash off anything that could have been on me that might have slipped in through the PPE. I did my Bactidol to like cleanse and de germify my mouth. Not an ad. Not an ad. Not hashtag ad. Send the check, Bactidol. It was really refreshing to be back at work. We're weirdos that when something goes on in our life, the thing that we grasp onto for sanity is work. And I think that that's what I was doing. It was very refreshing.
To be fair, though, I feel like a lot of people feel the same way. And here's the thing. Work is the only sense of normalcy that you get to retain from the old world that we used to enjoy. That's why it's so important to us.
Yes.
I mean, everything else has changed. The way that we interact with people, the way that we eat in restaurants, the way that we do our groceries. The only thing that's the same is the kind of work that you do. So I think that's why there's such a huge attachment to it. And I also recently went back to the studio, which is kind of frightening because I didn't wear PPEs or anything like that because I had to be in front of the camera. Yeah, so everyone else around me had PPEs and covers and stuff like that, but I didn't have that. And this Saturday, I'll be doing my first ever live event.
What?
In person. Yes.
Where?
Isn't that crazy? And it's a tree lighting ceremony at that too.
Oh my.
That's crazy, right? So everyone had to get a swab test from our team. I can't bring in, because I would always have like my glam team with me and my RM with me whenever I do events. I can't bring anybody with me. It's just me and the crew.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to be a live event, but it's going to be simultaneously broadcasted on TV because we can't have an audience. But it's my first like on location live event in so long.
Oh my God, that must be so crazy. And
I know
the anxiety is going to build up towards it. Like, yeah. By Thursday, Friday, you're like, oh no, this is it. Oh my God. I'm excited for you, though.
Thanks. I'll tell you about it on next week's episode of Shot of Sanity. So,
What are you doing, though, to prepare yourself? Are you going to be like what's the procedure in your head?
Well, I got my swab test last week, and it came in yesterday, mm-hmm. and it's negative, so I'm really happy about that.
Congratulations.
And everything, like pre-production and everything, has been done online. That's it, Bartz.
Oh,
and then
nice.
I was actually, you know what? I'm trying to convince Rana, my RM, who and also a good friend of mine, to come with me because I need a security blanket. Honestly, I need someone there to be my emotional security blanket, and it changes everything when you have that person with you. So I think that's one of the things that we tend to look for these days, like security blankets whenever we have to do something that's outside of our comfort zones. I don't know if Rana can come with me, but I'm really hoping she could. Yeah.
I'm hoping for you as well. So after going through my work, I just dove deep into Netflix, and man,
right?
I found like a couple of shows. I don't know if you watch them. One of them I am kind of, I think that you would really like. The other one, I'm not really sure. So, one that I watched, of course, was Haunting of Bly Manor, which I don't know if you're going to like that. I don't know if you're not into horror movies. So, my recollection serves me right. But another show, it's not really horror. It's more of like a thriller. And I know you're into like psychological type of shows and stuff like that. So, this one is called Ratched.
I finished Ratched already.
Wasn't it awesome?
It was so awesome. I finished all episodes in 2 days. That's it. Like
it was, same.
So cool.
It was so well written. The acting was phenomenal. The color grading, the shots, everything. And there was a Filipino character that was written for a Filipino, and it was played by a Filipino. I was like, this is amazing. We are breaking into the mainstream. I am so happy that I finally, because I've been looking at the show and I was like, it looks kind of interesting, yada, yada, yada. But when I sat down and watched it, I was blown away. That was so good.
Such a good show. And here's another thing. A friend of mine who's a writer, the reason why I watched this is because a friend of mine who's a writer talked about it on his Facebook. And he said, it's so good to finally see Asians be portrayed in a manner that's not degrading. Like, you're not that much degrading, but there's always a staple character where Asians are put. And you don't really see Asians as the powerful doctor that Dr. Hanover was in Ratched. Mm. And it's so funny because I researched his name on Google,
yes.
And I was like, sure ho, Tagalog. Pinoy na Pinoy yung pangalan nito. True enough, it's Jonjon Briones, you guys. Come on!
Diba? Si Jonjon eh!
Si Jonjon Briones.
Tayo may kaibigang Jonjon.
Exactly. And he's such a great actor, especially right beside Sarah Paulson, who is terrifying,
so good.
By the way.
Oh my God.
So
it was so well written. If you guys are looking for, because what happened was I watched Emily in Paris. Okay. And Emily in Paris is the most millennial show that you could possibly find on Netflix. And I was like, okay, I enjoyed it. I finished the season in a day and a half. I'm not going to lie. That's what it's there for. I wanted to watch something that was lighthearted, but people were making fun of it. Like, oh my God, how could she make that kind of marketing scheme? Guys, if you have problems with shows like that, don't watch shows like that. So I thought, you know what? I needed to watch something that was a little bit heavier, a little bit more intelligent, a little bit with a lot more depth to it. And Ratched was a great, great choice. So hopefully you guys check that out. If you liked Ratched, if you liked Haunting of Bly Manor, that was okay. It was, you know, it was not
was
as good
really
as the
scary?
First one. It wasn't as scary as the first one.
Oh.
There were some jump scares. It was actually very nice to watch because it was touching a lot on letting go of somebody that passed away. So it was a very good topic, the theme that was carrying on throughout the show. It wasn't as scary as the first one. So if you're kind of afraid that it might be scary, don't worry. It's okay. There are some jump scares, but it's not that messed up. But here on the show, we do still got to take care of the things that you guys want to talk about, not just our Netflix and work schedules and stuff like that. We are here to talk about a question that was sent in to the show. This is our question for today.
Hi, Aaron. Good morning. This is Angelica, and I just want to ask about how do you know if you're starting to outgrow your partner? I mean, they say that women matures early than guys, diba? And personally, me, I've been in a 6-year relationship and didn't work out because we were not on the same page when it comes to dreaming big. Not really about the financial capability, but his work ethics and character toward future. You know, I can handle myself naman. I just don't want my partner to be a burden also to me. You know, it somehow scared me whenever I'm working my ass off and siya was playing video games for like 3 consecutive days, ganong levels. So yon, that's all. And by the way, I created the Bumble just to find you, but to no avail. I'm just saying, God bless and take care.
Love it.
All right.
Please let us know when you finally find Aaron on Bumble, because I am so curious to see his profile, his photos.
Yeah, thank you to Angelica for sending in that question. I guess we can tackle first the last part of it. To be fair, I have matched with some people that have listened to the show.
Are you serious?
Yes. And they're like, I just want to say thank you to you and to Joyce for making an incredible podcast and stuff. Like, I was like, oh, that's amazing. Oh, I love it. This is great.
Aaron.
The best way to start a conversation on Bumble, by the way. That is incredibly the best way to do it.
I listened to your podcast, but the worst part is, and Aaron and I have talked about this off air, where we said that it's hard when you match with people and they listen to the podcast, because you can't really talk about your experiences with dating them on the podcast, which we often do, by the way. And you're like, yeah, I can't talk about that because she listens to the podcast. I know she does.
Yeah.
It's happened more than once or twice.
It has happened. It has happened. Oh man, 2 or 3 times on this show, and there's only one person that's dating someone on this show, so yeah. All right, we're going to be talking about outgrowing your partner, and this is actually a topic of conversation that does not only apply to people that are adulting. This is something that I believe you outgrow people in your life at very, very numerous times in your being. Parts, how do you know, what are the first telltale signs that you are starting to outgrow someone? Not necessarily a partner, but someone, maybe a friend that you're outgrowing as well. What are the things that kind of give you the signal that it might be time to move past this chapter of your life?
I have a good one.
Okay.
When this person, your friend, whoever it is that you're in a relationship with, is ticked off by an old issue that you were once ticked off about but no longer care about. Diba? So I had a childhood friend, and I really love her. I respect her. We're still friends now. But I knew the moment that I outgrew her was the time when she was still pissed off at this petty thing that we and our old friends fought about, and I had let go of it already. And I think part of adulting and growing up is letting go of things that no longer matter to you, people that no longer serve a purpose in your life. And you know that the person that you're in a relationship with, you've outgrown that person. When that person refuses to move on and still wants to hold on to that begrudging feeling or issue that in your head is already solved and done with. So I think that's one of the telltale signs. But obviously, like with what Angelica says, also it's also true, right? Sometimes it's seeing work ethics and all those different characteristic differences. How about you, Parts?
For me, the one of the biggest telltale signs, and just to kind of connect it to what Angelica is saying, is when you and your partner or a friend are no longer in the same stage of your life. That's when you kind of outgrow them. whether they have outgrown you or you have outgrown them, you have outgrown each other. Like we've said on the show before, no two trees grow at the same rate and no two trees grow the same way. So if somebody has grown in a way that they have focused more on their career and they're a little bit more goal-oriented, but the other person has grown in the way of trying to be more of a self-care and do what they want to do to make them happy, then you have already outgrown. Not for the better, just in different directions. I don't want to say that there are people that grow badly or grow correctly. I don't ever want to say that because that would suggest that there is a right or wrong way of being a human being. I can't be the one to make that decision. I am merely human. So when I notice that my friends are no longer striving or trying to be what I am trying to be, that's when I know that I have outgrown them in my life. And it's happened many, many times. Friends that I have held so near and dear to my heart that I have gone through so much and so many different stages as well. When you get to one stage where it just doesn't match up anymore, that's when a decision has to be made.
Oh my goodness. But what if it's in a relationship, nga naman?
That's where we're going to bring it now.
Outgrow your partner. Yeah. Yeah, what if that happens? Especially if you're married. Like for me, I'm scared now. What are you going to say? Am I going to leave my husband? Is that what I'm going to do?
No. No, and this is where communication is key. And that, you know, a great point that you are having on your podcast, where open communication is the one of the most vital, if not the most vital part of a relationship. Because, for instance, You are the type of person, the way that I see it and the way that I know you, is if you don't like where something is going, you will stop it before it gets there.
That's true. That is true. I'm embarrassed to say anything else.
You're playing a little bit more video games today and I don't like that. We're going to have a discussion about it because it's going to be a problem later on in the relationship.
And I always believe in things to be telltale signs of problems that are deeper rooted than what you think they actually are. So I think, you know, and that could also be argued na probably I'm just putting too much thought into it, but I've been right many times in my life where playing too much video games was not just playing too much video games, but it was actually coming from a place of complacency or a place of too much comfortability. So you have to address those telltale signs before they grow into something bigger that you can no longer handle. So Aaron is right in saying that communication is number one.
That's a very interesting point that you brought up. Playing video games and all of that is a manifestation of a bigger problem. It's not the problem. It is a manifestation of something that's bigger. So I agree completely with what Joyce is saying here, that if there are some problems, try and find out what is causing that. What is the reason that there is a little bit of complacency? If there's more video game playing than time spent together, why is that so? Maybe there's a bigger problem that is being neglected. You try to address the symptom instead of the sickness.
Exactly. That is so right. But hey, I wanted to also tell Angelica and everyone listening right now that outgrowing a person or a person outgrowing you is inevitable. And that's why this conversation is so much more important than what you think it is, because you will outgrow people in your life, especially people who you are supposed to be in constant communication and connection with, like your husband, your wife, or your friends and your family. There will always be times when they outgrow you or you outgrow them. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to sever the relationship kaagad. Sometimes it really is just about communication and finding middle ground where whether you're more grown up or more mature than that person, or it's the other way around, you can find a middle ground where you could actually thrive together and pull each other up. Kung sino man yung may kailangan to grow up more or to adjust more. Right, Bartz?
Yes, and that was where I wanted to bring the conversation now, because a great example is that what Joyce was saying is people will always grow and relationships will always have, I guess, an effect on this. They will be affected by growth. Now, if you guys grow apart, like a lot of people do, it might be because you are no longer growing in the same direction like I was saying before. One of the great examples that always comes to my mind whenever people ask me this is, what about your relationship with Joyce? Like, how did this evolve? How is it that we've been friends this long, worked together for this long, been through so many different stages and other people in our lives, but we have stayed friends? And the way that I see it is that our relationship evolved as we evolved. I can't be as close to Joyce as I used to be. We aren't as, you know, we would see each other every single day. We'd have dinner and all of that. Because life happens and people change and people grow in different directions, it was still important for the both of us to keep our friendship. So without even talking about it, we evolved and grew our friendship into forming what it is right now. And we are both very happy about that. Now, you can't always say that about a relationship with a partner, with a lover. And that is where it gets very difficult. Joyce, when it comes to you, when you start to outgrow someone in your life, and I know you've been down that road before, does it mean that it has to end? Or does it mean that you guys have to talk and maybe bring it into a different direction?
I guess we have to go back to what you said, right, Parts? It depends, kasi if the person is willing to evolve in the relationship that you have, then you don't have to finish or end that relationship. But I have been in relationships before where I had to end it because the other person refused to grow up and change his ways. He refused to stop talking the way that he did, to stop acting the way that he did, because he was comfortable in that and he didn't find any wrong in what he was doing. But I already outgrew that. Classic is like I used to be okay with my partners being more vulgar than others. I find it funny, like especially when I was in my early 20s, I found it funny. I always thought that I was one of the boys, so you know, I don't mind it when people talk the way that they do, especially my partner. But then like a couple of years into the relationship, I started realizing that, hey, whenever you say something vulgar, because we are together, the first person that comes to their mind is me. And I think you should start thinking about how you should protect your girl, your relationship, so that it will be a sacred place and safe place for the both of us. But he didn't find anything wrong with what he was doing. So we had to end the relationship, among many other reasons, obviously. But you have to think of it that way. If your partner is willing to evolve and change and adapt and grow with you, then there will be no problem. With my husband, Juancho, for example, I was a Christian and it was an evangeligaw. It was so funny. Like, it was a funny
evangeligaw.
Evangeligaw to.
That's what it's called, evangeligaw.
Because he wasn't a Christian when he came into the relationship. But
okay.
I set standards and I set boundaries. I said, you know, I don't want to be in a relationship with anyone who doesn't know God, who doesn't have a relationship with God. And in that conversation, he could have gone and said, you know what, it's just not something that I'm willing to change about myself. It's not something that I'm willing to adjust to. But he said yes to it and he started growing. So we met in the middle, which is what you're saying. It's really about knowing when you want to evolve a relationship and how willing you are to adjust and change, because there will always be changes in your life and in the lives of others, like with us also, diba? Ang daming changes, but we were willing to step up and make adjustments so that our friendship will work. You have to ask yourself, are you willing to do that? Is your partner willing to do that?
And that's where the other side of the coin is. I know that there's going to be people that are tuned in right now and they're thinking, I don't want to change my partner. I fell in love with my partner for who he is, but if that's the person that he is and that's not who I love anymore, then, you know, then so be it, we'll end it. The word that really comes to mind is not necessarily change, but more compromise. Compromise is the number one word that needs to come out of it when you're outgrowing someone in your life. Can you compromise how this person has become or how you are looking at this person in case that person has not changed? Because in all honesty, when you get into a relationship, the things that you love turns into things that you like. Things that you like turn into the things that you're meh about. Things that you're meh about are suddenly the things that you hate. So can you compromise on all of these things? Now, if you can't come to a compromise, that is when it's time to come to an end with the relationship, whether it is as a partner or as a friend. It needs to be addressed, because if not, you are both just going to be sitting there miserable, where the compromise at the end is your happiness and not your actions. Make sure it comes down to that. What are you compromising? Is it yourself or is it your actions? When you can figure out what that is, that's when you'll have a healthier relationship, hopefully together, or if not, you'll have a happier relationship all by yourself.
Zam, Aaron Nataide, dropping truth bombs of wisdom.
Bringing it
compromise today. Your happiness or compromise your actions. I love that. That's so true. You have to make that difference, right?
Diba?
Ganda nun part sa, in fairness.
Man, see what happens when I go to work? I suddenly become smart again. It felt like for like the past few episodes, I was getting a little bit dumber. But now that I'm back at work, my brain is working. See? Brain cells back and running. So Angelica, thank you so much for sending in the question. Bartz, any last bit of advice for anyone? Your last shot for anyone here that's listening? That might be outgrowing their partner?
Yeah, my last shot of sanity for you is to not be afraid to have difficult conversations.
Yes.
It always starts with a difficult conversation. It always starts with you having that conversation with yourself and telling yourself, okay, this is not something that I'm willing to live with. And then after having that conversation with yourself, praying to God, whatever it is that you do, have that conversation with your partner, your friend, or your loved one and tell them, I love you very much, but this is something that we need to address and compromise together with. So don't be afraid of difficult conversations. Difficult conversations have to be made every single time with the people that you love, because people are constantly changing. Something that Aaron Nataide mentioned earlier is that his brain cells are back. And we talked about this on the podcast recently, that anytime you do something new, your brain physically changes. It creates new proteins and neurons that makes you a new person, literally a new person. So we're constantly changing. We're constantly changing as human beings, and we have to learn how to adapt to that change. That's it for me, Parts.
My last to piggyback off of what Joyce is saying is, yes, have those difficult conversations, because whether you have it now or you have it 10 years down the road, you will end up having to have that conversation. Stop avoiding it. Don't make it be a bigger problem further down the road. Have that talk now. Get it out of the way. If it's something that is non-negotiable that can't be fixed, at least you were able to find out now instead of 10 years down the road. That'll end this edition of Shot of Sanity with myself, Aaron Nataide, and of course, Joyce Spring joining us once again. Thank you, Parts, for always having us on your show and now on your YouTube, actually.
Yeah, so you can watch out for, like, I guess, the clips of Aaron's podcast on my YouTube, because they miss you on the YouTube. They've been asking for you back on the YouTube. So here he is, guys. Listen to the whole episode on Shot of Sanity in Spotify and everywhere else where you listen to podcasts.
Until then, make sure you guys check out Adulting with Joyce Spring. It is the number one podcast in all of the universe, including all of the planets. You can check out all the rest of my episodes as well. Subscribe, like, I don't know what the follow. Yeah. Get all of that done. Get all of that done, of course. And we'll see you guys again next time. Peace and love.
Balam.